Okay, we'll call the order of Board of Works for September 24th. Need approval of the September 10th minutes.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Department head reports. Parks Department.
You want to do it from back there or?
Oh, no. Vincent's Parks. Ray Park survived another homecoming. No damages, I would think. This Sunday is September 30th. The First Baptist Church, Pastor Anderson will be having a volunteer day out at Ray Park. They'll be painting all the picnic tables and doing some other jobs for us throughout the day. And then our picnic table that we're getting for our Lowe's, I believe we have them all put together. We're just waiting on them to get a painting and set a date that we can get delivered out to the park. That's all.
Okay. Steve, Police Department. I think I'm trying to, is it farthest back or?
Dusty Lukey, Vincent's Police Department. I first mentioned last week our K-9 teams were over at the American Police K-9 Association Nationals. Detective Captain Birch was actually one of the instructors over there during the training. He is super close to having his master K-9 instructor credentials, which is a big deal in the K-9 world. Both Sergeant Wagner and Officer Caswell, they both participated in the training and the week's activities, had everything like we've had here local, from deployment from helicopters and boats over Lake Monroe to nighttime simulation training. So it's always good training, and it was super hot last week, so I commend them for that. We had our taser training for all the officers here in the last week or so. As well, I have been working with Greg Parsley on setting up a safety detail that our department will participate in, where I'm going to have officers ride on school buses so that they are up on the school bus and can see and look for violations of stop arms and potentially people that were texting while driving whenever kids are being dropped off.
Mm-hmm.
The idea behind that is the officers on the bus can work in tandem with other officers to, they can identify the problem, call out to another officer to make a stop, and you're on that bus where you're up a little higher and you can see down into those vehicles and pick those up. So we're working with Mary Beth from the Transportation Department of BCSC to get us on the right buses of the people that have some problems like that with people running stop arms. Mm. Again, it's just there's nothing more precious than our students going to and from school. We will make sure that we do what we can there. So that's going to be an additional overtime type detail that we're going to have the officers do. Lastly, next week, I'll be a delegate for Indiana at the Indiana Association of Chiefs of Police Conference. It is in Orlando. It's where they have the large trade show and training, which I'll be participating in both, and looking forward to seeing some of the new products and upgrades, as well as information on what we can do to keep Vincent's PD up with the rest of the departments across the nation. So, thank you.
Great. Okay. Thanks, Dustin. City engineer.
Well, the Main Street project's been what's been occupying the vast majority of my time. The water line is installed and transitioned over, and they just have a couple more cuts for retirement operations on the old water line. The gas line's been relocated. The vast majority of the telecom's been relocated. We just discovered a couple of service lines that have to be switched over, so we're working on those in the next couple weeks. And when it stops raining, we'll probably start storm sewer installation between Mantle Ditch and 41 with some big sewer pipe that's already sitting out there. So.
And you just completed the CCMG?
Yes, and I submitted the CCMG application last week for the Main Street project. It's a retroactive application. Basically, if we get awarded, we applied for $1 million and we'll take what we get. If we get half or three quarters or whatever, then that's what we'll take. But that's for reimbursement on Main Street, on that Main Street project.
Okay. Thanks, JP. No old business, we'll move to new business. First up is street closure, October 28th, Victory Community Church, Beth Ann Riley.
Hi.
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 With Victory Community Church, we just want to have the fall festival closed down the street from the middle of the state street. It will be open for free to the city of Vincennes.
And do you have things to block the street?
Yes.
Cones and, okay.
Okay, so Chief, you don't have any issues with that, do you? Okay, so we'll make a motion to approve a street closure for the Victory Community Church on Sunday, October 28th from 2 to 6, blocking 12th Street between State and McKinley.
I'll second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, good luck.
Thanks.
Walk for Freedom, October 20th, First Church of God, Allison Carl.
So we'll meet again.
Table that.
Then I guess, okay. Move to table.
Next is award contract for downtown facade improvements. Last word.
Hello, Max Ford, Southern Indiana Economic Commission. City obtained release of funds today from Oak Grove for the facade improvements grant. And so I've got the contract to award. Our construction was the low bid on that project. And when you take in the additional, the add-ins and deducts, the total contract amount is $552,410.
Okay.
So do we need a motion or anything for that?
Make a motion to accept the, or award the contract to ARC.
Okay, so I'll make a motion of the aforementioned award of contract to ARC Construction.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Alright, and there will be a pre-construction meeting next week, and I'm hoping that they'll start construction sometime in October, but they'll get the property owners kind of work out that schedule, but just so you know that they will start here fairly soon.
Great.
Okay.
Great.
Thanks, Matt. Next is Bucket Brigade for Muscular Dystrophy Cases, General Store, Jenny Wayne.
I am Jenny with the TCC General Store, and I'm requesting that we can have a Bucket Brigade on 10th of Hart Street on October the 29th for Muscular Dystrophy.
And that's just 8 to 12?
8 to 12. We have our vest and insurance on file.
Okay.
Okay. Chief, you're okay there?
Yeah.
Okay. So make a motion to approve the Bucket Brigade for Muscular Dystrophy at Casey's 15th and Hart on Saturday, September 29th from 8 to 12.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
We have nothing under miscellaneous, so we just need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
We are adjourned.